This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And like a stepson that's in his late teens, early 20s, and he comes in when she's doing laundry and, you know, whatever. But she's cleaning one day, uh-huh. and she gets stuck under this, like, kind of artsy 80s Miami-style coffee table. And she was like, I can't get out. I can't. Oh, what are you doing? Stop that. Don't. What are you doing? And he's like, come on, let me just look at your ass. Come on, let me just pull it. She's like, fine. Just look at it real quick. And then they wind up doing all the things. And then she slides out from under the table. Mm-hmm. Like, Brenda, you could have gotten out from under the table before.
She could have got out hours ago.
You didn't need help.
I like the real
setup.
Stuff, because that happens to me every week.
All right, let's see. Over the weekend, took my mom-in-law to Maine with... me and the kids to go to the basketball tournament. While in the hotel room, she brought up my husband's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I'm still hurt over this. It was a slap in the face. She's brought her up before to me without the husband around. She wants to know why they broke up. Should I tell her that this hurt my feelings?
So who brought this up?
The mother, the mother-in-law, the husband's mother.
Yep.
Brought up the ex-girlfriend of the husband.
Yeah.
And wants to know why they broke up. Like, I mean.
In front of the wife?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, to the wife.
The hotel room.
That's some kind of weird deep-seated hatred stuff, or some kind of the mother-in-law thing is so weird, because maybe no one's ever going to be good enough for her little boy, right? And you clearly aren't either,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. You just got to ignore those things. I don't know why they do it. It's so uncomfortable for everybody.
Thousands of men who are currently aroused would like to know via the text machine how you know such intricate details about how one is compensated for putting videos on Pornhub.
There's so you guys might not be familiar with it. There's when was it invented? Oh, I can't remember how far back it goes. It's called Google.
I heard about
they
that.
Feel like you may have experience.
I don't even take pictures of my nethers with non-identifying characteristics. So, Pornhub has a page on their site mm-hmm. about their amateur program and how to make money on it.
Okay.
Top models make up to $40,000 a month. You won't.
They make $40,000 a month?
Like, yes, one out of right. a million.
Right, wow. Exactly. Yeah.
$40,000.
The late Alexis Fox, the lady under the table. She's probably raking that in.
She makes $40,000 a month.
I don't know.
And she still can't get out from under the table. You think she'd hire somebody to get her out from under
right?
the table?
And I wonder who this husband is.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I thought that porn star, her name was Housewife Debbie. She's from Methuen. She's actually from Massachusetts.
What's her name?
It's Housewife Debbie. She's from Massachusetts.
Okay. That's somebody else.
Housewife yeah. Debbie.
She's been brought up before on either the show or the text line like a few years back.
Can she also knock it out from under the table, or is that a different thing?
I think it's different.
Okay. Housewife Debbie.
Housewife Debbie.
Let's make a note of that.
Yep. I feel like, did she call the show at one
point? No, actually, yes. She came in once.
Right?
Because we were talking about swinging.
Oh, that's right.
This is a long time ago.
Yes.
Wasn't that Housewife Kelly?
Oh, is that Kelly?
Yeah, that was not Housewife Debbie.
Oh, no, okay. Housewife is a big description.
I mean, that's a completely different housewife.
Okay. We got to get Deb
so
in here.
That's yeah. a that's a completely
so
different.
Many to choose from.
Maybe we should do ask a Pornhub amateur star on when Larry the Lawyer can't come in on a Wednesday.
Sure. We can find out how we can all make a little extra cash.
Let's get Housewife Debbie to come in for Ask a Pornhub Amateur Star. Let's see here. This is a 781 text. My longtime girlfriend and I broke up over a year ago and haven't spoken since. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, out of the blue, She sent me the red heart emoji. Mm. What does that mean?
Hammered.
Oh,
hammered, or she just started dating a guy that turned out to suck, and then she was wallowing in her misery, and she's like, well, I've been debating getting in touch with him for a few months now. I'm just going to send him a heart. And then as soon as you hit send, you're in your brain, you're like, F, 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 why did I do that? And you're like, just kidding. Sorry. I didn't mean to send that. I thought I was texting someone else. So I don't really love you anymore. It's fine.
Let's see. I usually get this is a 603 text from New Hampshire, not like the rest of us. I usually get a drunk text or a phone call on the weekends from the same girl asking to hook up or go out sometime. But during the week, when we try to make plans, they never seem to pan out. Why is that?
Her boyfriend works on weekends.
Is that what it is?
Seriously.
Or it's just she doesn't have any intention of it being more than a hookup situation. And just schedule-wise, it doesn't work. When you want to date somebody and you want to see somebody and make plans with them and do stuff, you do it, right? You make the plans. You figure it out. You meet. You go someplace. You do your thing. If you just want to have sex with somebody, you're like, you know what? Today's not going to work, but how about like the 30th? Are you busy on the 30th at 6 p.m.? Can we have sex then? Can we have some blanket rubs? Thanks.
Let's see. 40-year-old, recently divorced man with 3 children. What age should I be going for when it comes to the dating scene?
You got to see how old your kids are. A lot of people that I know have a hard and fast, the significant other has to be at least 10 years older than the oldest kid rule.
Oh, what if his kids are like 10? I mean, like, what,
that's pretty good.
Not bad.
So they don't base it. They base it on the age of the kids.
Yeah.
Not on their age.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would say probably try to. It also depends on whether or not you want more children. Because if you date someone around your own age, they likely already have kids or have made the decision that they don't want them, or they're on the fence and don't really care either way. They're ambivalent. Mm-hmm. Or they're like, if you're going to date somebody younger, you're going to have to know that they're likely going to suggest going down that road at some point.
Here's an 857 text at work. I manage all women and have no interest in any of them. My phone vibrates at night, whether it's an email or a text message. My wife knows my passcode, but still thinks I'm cheating on her. Why?
She's projecting. She's cheating on you.
Wow.
And it's also people, you know, why is your phone going on? First of all, put your phone on Do Not Disturb at night. Regardless of whether it's an email or anything else, when that ping comes in at like 1:15 a.m., you still get that little weird gut feeling like, what the? And he could show you and be like, it's a promo email from Best Buy. They're doing double reward points this month. She'd be like, really? So are we storing your new girlfriend's number under Best Buy in our email? That's really crafty, Jim.
Genius.
Here's a text from a guy. I have been having a friends with benefit relationship with a girl for 2 months. And she has recently started talking about having feelings for me, but doesn't want a relationship. So what does that mean? She says she has feelings, but doesn't want a relationship. What does that mean?
That's she's feeling you out to see if you want one. Because if you come back and you're like, I have feelings too, but I actually think it would be great if we dated. She'd be like, oh, you know what? You're so right. That's exactly what I was going to say. But I was kind of nervous, so I figured I would just like test the waters. She's dipping the toe in the proverbial waters.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My wife, daughter, and I are heading to Portland, Maine this weekend for Sesame Street Live.
Yeah.
My wife continues to nitpick about every detail of the trip. Something that would have taken me 10 minutes to do has been going on for days. Mm. Why does she insist on complicating every single little discussion?
Because you don't know actually how everything is working out, and you claim it would take 10 minutes if you did it. What takes you 10 minutes to do takes her 14 days to undo. Just let her, yes, honey. No, honey. You're fine, honey. Thank you for doing this, honey. Just nod and smile. Happy wife, happy life, guy. Uh-huh. I mean, I can't stress that enough.
This is Brian on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Welski kid.
Hey, yeah,
call mom. Someone left a half-eaten WWF ice cream bar under the coffee table, kid, and I got stuck.
Here's a text that says, Jody West, is the queen of stepmom getting stuck porn.
Hmm.
She's gotten stuck in the garage. She's been stuck under the bed. She was stuck climbing through the window after locking herself out.
Wow. Oh,
so apparently it's a theme. Be on the lookout for it. What are you laughing about? I don't think you're supposed to look at porn on the intercom computers,
Joe Prep.
By the way.
It's work.
There's a meme of a screenshot from a video that she did where her hand is stuck in the sink. And it said, when it's Christmas and your mom's hand is stuck in the drain and all you want to do is help. And the guy's railing her.
What do you mean she got her hand stuck in the, like, the garbage disposal?
She's trying to clean something out of the disposal and her arm got stuck.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So her son had to come along and
help
her out.
Why are these poor women getting stuck everywhere? It seems like
because they have gigantic fake breasts.
Like literally, if you do a Google image search of Jodie West stuck, there are a plethora, like a guapo of images.
Here's a 978 text. My wife recently went away for work for a week, and since she returned, I hear her texting with someone after I quote fall asleep unquote. Any chance that she met someone while away?
It's possible, but. I think maybe perhaps you're a little bit more attentive now because you're on edge that she was away and you're looking into it to find an explanation. I hazard a guess, to steal a phrase from LB, that this may have been going on longer than just this past week since she got home and you just didn't notice it.
Oh.
If something's up.
He noticed it because she was on the trip. And
right.
Then, yeah.
Because it's like new car syndrome, right? You get a new car, someone you know gets a new car, then you start seeing it everywhere. Right. You pay attention to it. You start, talking about X, Y, and Z. Then you wonder if the NSA is listening to you when it's putting the ads up in your Facebook feed, but then you start noticing it everywhere.
My wife's birthday is coming up. Every time I ask her what she wants for a present, she says nothing. Is this the you should know me game that
you
she is
playing?
You
bet your ass, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. That's what it is.
Sorry. Yeah.
Cash in a card guy.
Sign the card.
Yeah, just the cash, LB.
100%. It's a winner every time. Mm.
Yeah.
Let her go buy whatever she wants. Throw 500 a card. Mm. She'll love you.
All right. Well, Danielle, nice work.
Thank you.
It is 8:12, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk, as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Thank you. You know what? I know it's spring, but I can dip my ice cream in chocolate, kid.
On WAAF.
All right, time now for the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours. And they are brought to you today by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to those guys, Paul and his team, and find out about their Spring into Savings program. WAAF listeners get 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And right now, your Hill Mail voicemail messages as left for us.
Wednesday, 7:08 a.m.
Yo, I wish Danielle would take my poll. Yo!
End of message.
Sniz is out sick today with a migraine. He gets the bad migraines. So feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I'm always, I used to get like an occasional migraine once every couple of years or something. I shouldn't say this, but I haven't had one in a long time.
I don't think I've ever had a migraine.
Yeah, you haven't?
No, you don't want one.
Yeah, lucky.
It's bad. You get the, when I get them, I start to get the little aura thing in front of my eyes.
Yeah, like the glow.
And I know that it's coming, so I can if I take like 14 Advils, I can push it off a little bit, but it's still like a lingering dull pain in the head, but I'm jinxing it by talking about it. Let's stop talking about it.
Wednesday, 7:19 a.m.
Ew, if Luke Skywalker becomes a space ghost, will he use the space force? Ew.
End of message.
Ew.
Space force.
Wednesday, 7:43 a.m.
How can LB make a conversation about recycling turn into a conversation about Danielle's undergarments?
Not that I'm complaining. LB, you are truly a mastermind.
End of message.
Very crafty.
You know? Speaking I want to thank a listener. You know, 9 million tons of plastic in the bottom of the ocean.
Speaking of undergarments, based on a few comments on my Instagram live video from last night, I want to make it clear that that was a pocket square in my jacket, not a pair of undergarments.
Yeah, it was several, questionable.
Several people were confused.
Yep.
I really liked, it's my first go at the pocket square. And while many people were ridiculing me, I happen to like the look.
I'll tell ya, Mr. Sid did well with the whole ensemble. Did you get the shirt there too?
No, got the shirt from Peter Millar.
Did you come up with that pairing?
Yes,
because it was impressive.
Yes,
you managed to mix two patterns with a stripe, and you pulled it off flawlessly.
Well, I got some help from the Mr. Sid's guy.
Yeah,
I'm happy. It's the first new meeting coat I've had in decades. I'm very happy with it.
After the pocket square is successful, you are ready for the next level.
What's that?
And that would be an ascot.
An ascot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never even thought. Could one turn a pocket square into an ascot asking for a frugal friend? Or do you have to purchase the ascot separately?
That's a question for Mr. Sid.
Wednesday, 5:25 p.m.
Over under on how long until Deidre, Greg, and Shu have to look at those pasty white legs because LB's wearing jorts again?
End of message.
Oh, the jorts will be back soon.
I almost broke them out.
You did, right? You almost did, right?
I almost broke them out today.
5:30 a.m.
Aw, monkey. Pull my handkerchief in a way it looks fancy for the ball tonight.
End of message.
I did not ask monkey to arrange or compose the pocket square. That was done by the guy at the Peter Millar store.
I bet monkey knows though. I bet if you said compose my pocket square, he'd be like, no problem.
Oh,
and
he'd
like
course.
Whip it right in
yeah,
the shirt.
I mean Johnny Egan, no, you know, he's what was the assistant of Mr. Magoo, Cato?
Cato. Was it Cato? Yes. Charlie.
Charlie. Oh,
was
it, oh, right?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah. Who was Cato?
Cato was Inspector Clouseau's right-hand man.
His boy Friday, as they used to say.
Something like that, yes.
6:23 a.m.
Is this chronic hailing thing anything like I saw in the Three Stooges? You know, Larry's hand hurt. Mo hits him in the head with a hammer. He goes, hey, look at that. My hand doesn't hurt anymore.
End of message. 6:23 a.m.
You guys should study with LB's old mentor, Master Beta.
End of message. 6:27 a.m.
I love it. Danielle can make daily jokes and bust on LB, bust on Greg, rip on LB hard, ride him. One pregnancy joke because she's been trying to nail some rich dude and set herself up for life and hasn't accomplished it yet, so now she's going to be bitter. Oh, get over yourself, Danielle.
End of message.
And you actually took the time to call in and leave that message, and you probably redid it 4 times. Have a great weekend, bud.
By the way, Cato was the sidekick of the Green Hornet.
Oh, that's right, really?
Too. Several texters are informing me.
Also the sidekick of O.J. Simpson.
That's right. Cato was my pool that's guy. Right.
6:54 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I really enjoy being alone by myself at the garage, dipping ice cream and chocolate. I think I need the chronic, the hilly thing, kid. $1 billion industry.
End of message.
That is my favorite LB impersonator.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
You
like that?
He does a good job.
The impression is not good, but he captures the essence. Yeah. You know,
and what exactly would the essence be?
The confusion,
confusion,
and chaos going on. Every word.
If you want to take the chocolate dipped ice cream cone to the next level, add nuts.
Add nuts.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the nuts in the sundae. Like
the
walnuts.
Oh, I love the walnuts.
Yeah.
No, not a fan.
Almost killed our former marketing director, Bill Alfano, after your father's funeral, Greg.
Yeah.
Because we had stopped to get ice cream on the way back. And Bill has a bad nut allergy.
Oh.
And I got walnuts on my ice cream not knowing that. And I got back into the car. There were a bunch of us that had carpooled. And I was like, I'll finish this outside.
Oh.
I felt so bad.
Well, I mean, you weren't like rubbing the nuts on his face or anything, were you?
I was having
that good night. Save that for next month.
You were rubbing Bill's
nuts?
No,
but you might have airborne nut particles.
Oh,
boy.
Know,
really?
People that have severe
I'm just going to run this as
this
the new
the whole intro.
Intro
yeah. for next month.
That's fantastic.
Did he go down? Like, went off the window?
We stopped it ahead of time before we left. We were able to get ahead of the situation. I didn't have to get an EpiPen.
Did you get the ice cream at Erickson's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Erickson's is
good stuff.
Best. Did Bill say, you know what doesn't belong in my car? These nuts? Or
oh,
what?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, some people can't. I mean, it's really like if they're in the room with somebody.
Right, and it gets in the air.
Yeah.
And then
really,
their throat closes up. And it's scary.
Bad. All right, here's a text that says, Greg, 518 text. It says, Greg, you're horrible. You said yesterday that you think we are done with snow, and we are getting a foot tomorrow a little further north.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's on you.
The nor'easter is just going to be rain for us, but up in the north country, you guys are going to get whacked with some snowfall. So be aware of that for tomorrow and this weekend, I guess. All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. And you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message whenever you like. Here's a text that says, is that the funeral that Spaz didn't go to? Yes. Spaz was there last night at the Greg Hill Foundation annual event.
He was. It was good to see my little buddy.
Yeah. Great turnout. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it again since it's been a while. Want to thank everybody who came to our annual Greg Hill Foundation event last night at the UMass Club in Boston. It was nice to have you there, Danielle.
It was nice to be there.
Nice to have Lenny Clark there.
Yes, looking great, by the way.
Yeah, nice to have awesome. Nice to have our pal, former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich there, who was just climbing mountains in Africa, and Ninko is down like 25 pounds because of that climb.
Oh, yeah.
And
Kilimanjaro, right?
Yeah, I think it was Kilimanjaro, which, of course, would you like me to earmuff a little? A little. Danielle would love me to earmuff a little Toto.
Yeah.
But we played a great video last night in which I spoke to some donors and some beneficiaries, and that'll be up on the foundation website soon. And also up on the foundation website now, and they are moving rapidly, I am told, by Aaron and Adam over at the foundation. We have announced the details for the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament up at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach.
Yes.
It's happening on Saturday, June 1st. And we have a limited amount of teams available, as we did last year. They sold out last year in about 24 hours. I'm guessing the same will happen this year. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And get your team. I just found out that Danielle got a team.
I did.
Wow.
I didn't even know you were. Are you a cornhole
Hello.
Aficionado? I mean,
nope.
No?
Not in the game sense.
Oh, okay. And do you have a partner? Or are you looking
for...
I do.
I have a partner.
You're already locked in.
I'm locked in. Oh. Now I got to practice.
Okay.
Do they allow beverages out on the beach when you're playing?
You're not supposed to have them out there.
Well, then how...
That's a Old Orchard Beach provision. Listen, if you're a regular main beach goer, you know that you just need the cooler and the red Solo cup.
Right.
And everything is A-okay. It's the amateurs who have the bottle of beer and get booted right off.
Dopes.
Ruin it for everybody.
It's like the parade. Same thing.
Because you got to use that for weight and balance. So one hand you have your drink.
Yes.
And then you toss with the other hand and your torso adjusts to the weight in the other hand.
Ah, yes.
I just made that up right now.
No. There's LB, a texter wants to know if you are attending and if you have a partner.
If you're a hot chick, yes.
Oh, the only chicks. That's all you want?
Well, yeah. What do I want to go to the beach with a guy for?
They drive up and down the beach on the ATVs, the police do, and they do throw people off who are drinking out of a beer bottle.
They're rookies.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean.
So I, you know.
What?
Well, they screw on containers. It's Gatorade, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dehydration. I've been playing cornhole for 18 hours. I don't want to pass out. I'm hydrating.
All right.
What you should do if you're gonna sign up and attend is book yourself a hotel up there because those go pretty quick. So, but go to thegreghillfoundation.org and get your team before it sells out. It is our second annual beach cornhole tournament. You can this texter, 207 texter, that's from my adopted home continent of Maine, says you can watch the tournament right from the patio at the Brunswick.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can go whether you're on a team or not.
Yeah, and that's where I fell down.
That's where There's
a plaque there.
I missed the step. It happens. Who hasn't done that?
You were in rough shape last year.
Yeah, that's the end of the century.
That won't happen again.
At one point, I looked over and you were bawling your eyes out at the bar. God.
No, but that was that was because I met someone who was a veteran.
Yeah,
who told me a story, and then I just lost it.
Yes, well, it might have been because of that. Or the 47 Jose Cuervo shots you had before 9 a.m.
Well, who serves Jose Cuervo before 9, kid?
Well, the Brunswick does.
Yeah, they do. That's why I love that place. Yeah. So,
I want to thank Tom and his whole team up at the Brunswick for letting us come back. Oftentimes you do an event and we're not allowed back. And so I'm always excited when we're allowed back.
Well, that's a great spot.
Oh, it's the best.
My gosh.
Best beach bar in America. Second best beach bar in America. Ocean Deck down in Daytona Beach. I don't know any others.
Agreed.
So, all right. It's 8. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Oh, that's right. Several texters. I love how intently people listen to the show and remember things. LB was bawling his eyes out at the bar. And he was mumbling, "No one can take this away from us."
That's right.
No one can take this away from us. Kid.
I'm passionate. Sorry. Okay. You want me to be a hardo and pissed off and get in a fist fight for no reason?
Here's a text that says, "This time last year, LB thought he was going to smash single Twitter Vicky."
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes. No, we gave up on that. Yeah. It's all good. Hello. She's a nice person.
Hello, Justin.
She's got a great
sense.
Hey,
how you doing, guys? Long time listener, first time call.
Thank you, Justin.
I just want to give you a pointer for drinking on the beach. If you go to McDonald's and get a large drink, drop your can of beer in it, put ice all around it, open it.
Yeah.
Stick your straw through the lid. There you go.
That's a lot of work. Kid.
I mean, the Dunkin' Donuts cup is the go-to at Old Orchard Beach. Right. That's what you use up there is the Dunkin' Donuts cup. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 10, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, so you get over an hour of nonstop rock and no commercials. You can listen while you work. Used to be you should whistle while you work. Right. Now you can listen while you work. And, of course, you can listen on our regular old-fashioned frequency, which is 107.3, or on the radio.com app. Or you can ask Alexa or any other device to play WAAF, and you'll be able to listen to us wherever you are. And the Workday Blitz coming up at 10.
LB does the former very frequently, whistling at work.
Oh, he does?
Yes, really? And sometimes voluntarily.
Well, it's the fake tooth.
Right.
That's the issue. That's the issue.
Shrimp. Cinnamon bun.
Earlier this morning, during the discussion about people asking tone-deaf questions of others, or me making a tone-deaf pregnancy joke to you because that triggered you. During that discussion, we're talking about things that people say and things that people do that indicate they are just not living in reality. I think that what R. Kelly did yesterday was a tad bit tone deaf. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but his daughter, who refuses to speak with him and has called him a monster, was celebrating her birthday, and R. Kelly took to his social media to sing her a happy birthday, and we have it for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daughter Joanne. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy, love you. I love you. No matter what, I love you so much. Mwah. Bye. Happy birthday.
I mean, and she can't stand him.
Pass. Hard pass.
That's somebody in denial right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He's in complete denial.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, who's worse, R. Kelly or Olivia Jade, who thinks she's going to get sympathy from everybody when she talks about how her parents have ruined her life? I mean, who's more tone deaf?
That's someone who majority of their lives have been surrounded by enablers.
Yeah.
People. Right. Yes. Yep. You don't mind if I chain this teenage girl up in the studio? No, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah.
You're cool. That's cool. You're fine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think I'll post a video singing happy birthday to my daughter who hates me.
People will think it's sweet.
Yes, I know. I know. They'll love me. If I know if I post this, everybody's going to love me again.
See, I'm a good dad.
On a side note, Can Man, happy birthday.
Better version? Better. Really?
Yeah.
You think that's better than R. Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, more passionate.
Yeah, maybe. All right. It is 8:42 and time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza is the world's best cotton, and MyPillow's Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code WAAF and get 30% off plus free shipping. Visit MyPillow.com and get 30% off with promo code WAAF. Brought to you also this hour by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. 29-year-old Mexican national has been arrested by deputies in Texas for allegedly having sex with a cow.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, that is, I understand the need to tenderize the meat, but that is never appropriate.
Gross.
How was he caught?
There were some witnesses that had passed through the area and then spoke with Border Patrol agents saying that they saw a man who appeared to be having sex with a cow.
Was the cow's a paw, or what do they call it, a hoof? Mm-hmm. Was the cow's hoof stuck in the garbage disposal?
Mm-hmm.
Or was the cow stuck under the coffee table?
Well, don't when guys do that, don't they put the rear legs in boots?
I love. What'd you read about that? I mean, who knows?
What was the name of that documentary?
How do you know?
You went deep on a YouTube search.
Well, I might have heard a story about it before, but I think it was a guy that did that to a horse, and then in order to keep the horse standing still, he put boots on its rear
Yeah.
Legs.
You heard about it, did you?
All right. Pro tip.
I mean,
just an FYI in case you want to do it.
I mean, I gotta tell you, this news story this morning is utterly ridiculous.
Oh,
jeez.
That's all right. It's
so,
fine.
I mean, so with a cow?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. That's horrible.
It's all right. Horrendous.
All right. What else is going on?
If you had to take a guess, and this is a story close to your heart, Greg, what would be the most popular dog in America?
Well, you mean a specific dog?
Breed-wise.
I think it's well documented that Coberson Woberson is the greatest dog in the United States. But I'm assuming because you asked me what the most popular breed is, mm-hmm. that it is the Labrador.
That is correct.
Really?
Yep. For 2018, it was the most popular dog in America, according to the American Kennel Club.
Best breed that there is, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people are going to text in and beg to differ, but I think loving, if you want a dog that's great with your kids.
Sure.
And that is always happy. And I mean, you know, I walk in and the tail starts to wag and the excitement mm-hmm. is palpable with Kobe Wobie. So I think, I don't know, anybody have a different.
I have two of them. So
two labs. Yeah.
Yeah. I just get a kick out of people that have to profess to you when you have a dog or you're walking your dog and they have to say, I have a purebred. I'm like, well, Labrador retrievers are completely overbred to the point that there is no such thing as a purebred lab.
Here's a text that says German Shepherds are the most loyal dogs that there are.
German yeah. Shepherds were the most popular coming in at number two after the lab.
Oh, they nice. Were? Whoa, you have the top five?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay, let's go over them. So, Kobe Wobie, most popular dog mm-hmm. ever in the world, documented.
What, German Shepherd was number two.
Okay.
Number three, Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever.
Number four, the Frenchie, the French Bulldog.
Okay.
Number five, the Standard Bulldog. Then I can round out the rest of the list real quick.
Yeah.
Beagle was number six.
Oh.
Poodle was number seven. Standard poodles are gross. Eight was Rottweiler. Shout out to my
Rotties.
Buddy Simba.
Love Rotties.
Number nine was the German short-haired pointer. Shout out to Brody. And number 10, the Yorkie.
Huh. Oh, the Yorkie.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of the Instagram influencers. Right. That's why,
exactly.
it's very popular.
So do you guys know, like, what I can do with this thing that I bought at, like, the pet store at the mall now? Because, like, he keeps pooping in my Louie, and I just can't. So I'm just going to, like, leave him somewhere with a bag of food.
Do you like Dobies?
My favorite. Dobies are my favorite.
Dobies are, I'm a huge fan.
I've had three. They're my favorite. Fan.
What is it about Dobermans that you like so much?
They're Velcro dogs, so they always want to be stuck to you, but they're very loyal, very intelligent, and I like the look. I like the attitude of the breed.
And they're lean, lean. They look speedy. They're, you know, they're fit.
Yeah. I had a friend years and years ago who had a Dobie who was a very sweet dog, and that's how I got turned on to the breed, and then my ex and I had gotten one years ago, and then we wound up rescuing his mother. So Zeus and Blue. Blue is what my foundation, Blue's Bridge, is named after. And they're just, they're great, great,
and
great
they're so,
dogs.
So loyal.
Can you just, never mind.
What?
The Labrador Retriever is the greatest dog that the whole entire world
for
has
you.
Ever.
I'm not a huge lab fan.
What?
Yeah.
This texter says, what about Goldens?
Goldens were number four.
You don't like Goldens either?
No, I don't have a problem with Goldens.
Okay.
Poodles. It's poodles.
Where
the big standard poodles with the haircuts, they freak me out, man.
Where was the chihuahua?
Being an a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that's yelling and yapping was. And biting people.
In my Instagram story last night, you can hear my chihuahua, Allie, like groaning in the background. Like, all she does is complain. You think I'm bad, you should hear Allie. She's terrible.
All right. What else is in the news today?
Big movie news. Keanu Reeves. I always feel like Keanu.
Not Keanu.
I was putting like an enye. I put a tilde in there.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have announced Bill and Ted 3.
No.
50 years later.
No.
Nursing home edition.
Oh.
It's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. No word if something will be afoot at the Circle K, but we have some sound from the video they posted to announce the movie.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
And I'm Keanu Reeves. And together, we are
Wild Stallions. And we are here at the Hollywood Bowl.
We want to say thank you to you, the fans.
We do.
Because it looks like we might
actually,
hopefully,
make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Yes.
And it is all because of you guys, and so we owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
And be excellent.
Be excellent.
Not a fan.
Really? You didn't like the movie?
First one was awesome.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Really? I was never a fan. What, second one sucked? Or?
Second one wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. First one's great. Classic. Hook up with Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. You think this one will be okay?
Depends how they approach it. Yeah. They're supposed to have kids. You know, they're married and they have kids in this one.
Oh.
So they're dealing with that.
Are they married to each other, Bill and Ted, or are they married to others?
No.
They have other partners.
I would imagine it's women.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have kids.
I mean, it's no, what's that pedophile movie you like?
Beautiful Girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not going to be as good
Girls
as that.
Beautiful Girls is a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, good timing.
Yeah.
Pot's legal.
That's right, LP. That's probably why they're doing it.
You know it.
All right. What else is going on today, Danielle?
So there's a woman from San Francisco who is very alarmed by what happened in her vehicle. And this is kind of like, was it Dirty Mike and the Boys and the other guys that had the GB in the back of the Prius? Someone can remind me on the text line. But this woman's car was broken into and nothing of real value was taken from the car, but the thief left behind a number 2.
You're kidding me.
Nope, the BM.
What? Why?
Don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Allie Williams is the woman's name. She was quite shocked and just can't figure out how this could possibly have happened.
Here was where the feces had been laying for who knows how long. And it was one there, and a little bit there. It was just overall an unpleasant sight back here. So I never thought anyone was going to go to town in my back seat. No, that was never a thought, ever.
She should be speaking in a lower manly-like voice in order to be taken seriously like Elizabeth Holmes.
I have a means for those feces to be tested. We can track down the source. I just need $6 billion to complete the project.
That's a little bit disturbing. I feel like there's something in this story we don't know about.
I'm thinking she may have deserved it somehow.
Yes, I think she may have done something to the individual that then went and did that in her car. I don't know. I mean, why would you break into a car and not steal anything, but just leave that behind?
You want to see that on the news. You got a thing.
Right. Really?
You're a little disturbed. You're a little off.
I mean, how does the person go on command like that?
Maybe it wasn't on command. Right. Maybe it was car poop roulette, and they were just seeing how long they could let it go, and then all of a sudden, let's break into this one.
Obscure reference, The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, they stole the dude's car, and then when he went to pick it up at the lot, he was like, "Oh, what's that smell, man?" And the cop was like, "Oh, probably a vagrant who used it as a bathroom."
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Matt?
Like Shu, I can't believe you didn't know. The girls on Bill and Ted were the babes. They referred to them as the babes the whole time.
The babes?
They ended up marrying the babes.
The babes.
The babes.
All right, the babes.
The babes. I mean, wasn't Bill and Ted's basically Wayne's World? Like, after Wayne's World?
No.
No, it was before.
Yeah, it was way before. Yeah.
Really?
Bill and Ted's, because I just looked it up. Bill and Ted's was 89 while Wayne's World was 92. So not too far off, but still before.
Okay.
Bill and Ted didn't have their own cable access television show.
I mean, really.
Right?
They had the Wild Stallions.
All right. Would you keep the car? I mean, you got to go for the full detail.
After that.
Just bleach it.
In high school, my buddy Stan, his girlfriend broke up with him, and he went to her parents' house and did the deed in between the mattresses in their bedroom.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a lot of work.
They couldn't figure it out for a month.
That's revenge.
Oh, my God. That's not a... And why the parents? I mean, leave them out of it. They had nothing to do with the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, could be worse obscure reference. Endless love.
Oh, God.
Where the young fella goes and lights the house on fire, if I remember correctly. Isn't that what happens in Endless Love? Am I thinking of the right movie?
I never saw it.
I think I am. Shu, did you see Endless Love?
No, I didn't make it to that one, Greg.
Yes.
Or Beautiful Girls.
Yeah. Kids Obsessed. That was like the very first stalker movie in the history of stalker movies. All right. 855. Here's a 781 text. I get this frequently on text here or calls or on social media. And this 781 texter says, someone should tell Greg to check his Wikipedia page unless he is actually married to Stormy Daniels. And my Wikipedia page does say that I'm a male dancer married to Stormy Daniels. It's been that way for a full year.
The stripper thing is gone.
But it is?
You're still a well-known mid-distance jogger. I have to go in and edit that because they didn't hyphenate mid-distance. It's driving me nuts.
Mid-distance jogger who's married to Stormy Daniels.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah.
Did you earn more than $23,000 for Trump's youth organization?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Oh, I didn't know that was on my Wikipedia page. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Listen. I enjoy the fun at my expense on my Wikipedia page, so I appreciate you telling me about it, but I leave it right up there. Every once in a while, Danielle goes and changes something, and I don't like that. I like her to keep it as it is.
The Wikipedia entry wraps up with, Hill is most known for his catchphrase, cheese is love, cheese is life, cheese is pure perfection.
Well, cheese is love, and cheese is life, and that's correct. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.